been handed a huge new opportunity. Bravo. With it comes the need for new skills. Skills you'll need to master in short order. Every year, Harvard Business School Executive Education helps executives like you develop the hard and soft skills it takes to succeed in new roles. This is your chance. Go. Start by going to hbs.me/go. That's hbs.me/go.
Apple just released a new version of the Bed It sleep tracking system, which it acquired last year. Larry, tell us how it works and how it compares to the other products out there.
Right. I've actually used the older version of Bed It, as well as another product that I've actually been using for a couple of years now called Sleep Tracker from Beautyrest. They are conceptually similar. The Bed It is actually a strap that goes above your mattress, and I have it between my mattress and the mattress cover. And you lie down on it, you go to sleep, and it measures things like a sleep score from 0 to 100. It tells you how many hours you slept, your efficiency, the percentage of time sleeping when you're in bed, your heart rate, including your resting heart rate, your respiration, sleep cycles like the light and the deep and the REM, how long it took you to fall asleep. And as I mentioned, the other product, the Sleep Tracker by Beautyrest, it's similar, but I like it better because it actually fits under the mattress. It's pretty amazing that it can sense body movement through a thick mattress. And also, the Bed It only works on iPhone, whereas the Sleep Tracker works on iPhone and Android. But they do kind of the same thing. The Bed It one is very cloud. I'm sorry, the Sleep Tracker one is very cloud-based. You don't even have to have your phone in the room. It's all connected to your Wi-Fi network, whereas, as I mentioned, the Bed It requires the iPhone. I think the iPhone actually has to be in the room. But the idea is, strangely enough, that while you're sleeping, these devices can sense things. And I think it's pretty accurate because I certainly, the Sleep Tracker can pretty much nail it, how many times I get up in the middle of the night, what time I went to bed, what time I woke up. And that sleep score I really depend on. If it's above 80, I feel very good about it. If it's below, which occasionally it is, I'm usually tired that day.